just one of those things that you dream about for so long in a club and in an environment of athletics in Donegal and the local area. And you know, for it to happen eventually, it's just got to take it all in and be reactive to it. And the reaction is one of after congratulations to her and to her coach Niall Wilkinson, and indeed to her family, because she has had serious support. You know, built around a very sensible, calm support that I have mentioned to you on many, many occasions, and it really came good today. I mean, the background of this competition is that these are the best athletes in the world at under 20 age group. The lead athlete going into the competition was a 190 athlete from Colombia in South America, and we're keeping an eye on her because you know, she was the form athlete, but her form had been early in the season, so there was always hope. And in the qualification on Friday, Summer's jumping was exceptional. So, you know, there was hope. And when you're on the start line, as I said, in Highland, there's always going to be hope. And, you know, she went in and she kept clear and she went, you know, she had one failure. And then it got to the medal story and it got to the colour of the medal. And it was going to be down to the Colombian, a Belarusian, and the girl from Castleberg. And in the end, a silver medal. You know, the Belarusian just nicked it in the end. And a new Irish record at 190, a new junior record. She had a 187 going into this, 186 going into this. And, you know, and the other interesting fact of life for the 17-year-old athlete is that it qualifies her for the European Senior Championships in Berlin in next month. So a lot of really positive stories coming out of this. But the big positive is that it can be done. And the big positive is that this girl came at 7 years of age with her dad. I remember exactly the day it happened at the primary school, the Spin Valley Primary School's athletics, where such a lot of the whole world of Donegal athletics begins. And I remember winning the sprint event, the short 60 metres event. And it has built it to 10 years to get to this point today. 10 years of dedication by her, by her family, by her coach, and by the club here and everybody in the whole environment. So, look, it's a very happy day for everybody in local athletics, most definitely. And again, to emphasise that it can be done. It can be done, and she has just done it today. And her career has been an upward curve. And I mean, important also to say, Miles, that she's eligible in 2 years' time for these championships again. So, you know, she has ticked the box in terms of getting into where she needs to perform at a major championship. And she's done that at the Commonwealth Games. She's done that now today at a World Championship. So it's a great story.
That's a great story. Well, Patsy, that's just what I was going to make the point, that she's come good on the day that is required. And that's not an easy thing to do. But I suppose the club and herself and her coach have been working towards this, because you have gone to the various competitions, wherever they might be they on the Gold Coast or be they around Europe. And maybe those type of things stood to her today when push came to shove and she had to get that big jump.
Absolutely. And, you know, she's been put into a situation, you know, it just begins in Ireland and then it moves to Scotland and England, and you get out from the comfort of Ireland. And then she handled all that well. It was obvious that she could handle, you know, she was winning Scottish titles, British titles and stuff. And it was obvious that she could handle the environment. Then she went last year to the Commonwealth Youth Games in the West Indies and won it and broke the record. And again, proving the point that she can go away far, far from home. And again, she had her family with her. Again, she had her coach with her. And again, she had the support, and she handled it. And then she went to the Commonwealth Games just a few months ago in Brisbane. And again, she did extremely well, finished 10th for a 17-year-old in a senior Commonwealth Games championships. And now and she's been breaking records. But the other thing, and you know, if you were to stand her up there and to tell the story about her, you would just say, I've come to this track at Finn Valley so many times on a Sunday morning at 9 or 10 o'clock, and she has been somewhere the previous day and won a major title, and she's on the track. Mm-hmm. And she walks onto that track, and she just gets on with it. And she just goes home, and that's it, done and dusted. And then she gets back up the next morning, and she's got on with it. And I have to compliment the solid, absolute solid support she's got from home. Home has been key, a big, big key factor to this. And you know, it's been the sensible approach and the grounded approach, and the, you know, the calm approach has been, the Lecky family has been brilliant.
And that's important because, you know, it's a tough, hard, lonely sport. You can imagine the type of training that's required for the high jump. So it's so technical and so repetitive.
And just the word technical, you know, Niall Wilkinson was an athlete as a young man himself in a different club. He's from Raphoe, and he was here coaching in the club. And this relationship developed through the coaching relationship developed through a period of time. And he learned and he educated himself and he went the distance and he did the endless hours of travel. And he deserves a lot of plaudits today as well, because, I mean, obviously, he's the contact hours that the guy has put in on this. And, you know, I've come to the track again just to explain, as you say, the winter months in Donegal and a high jumper out of Donegal seems unbelievable, because we kind of tend towards endurance. But that's not where it's happening in Donegal at the minute. It's happening in other events like throwing, and it's happening in other events like now in the high jump. And there's a gale and there's a wind and there's the rain coming through the gap, and it still happens. We still get on with it. So there's great resolve. And you just have to stick with it. And there's days like today, Miles, and there's some days it doesn't happen, but today it did in such a major way. And another thing, Ireland in history have never got an individual medal at World Championships at junior level, under 20. So this is first as well, you know. So there's a lot of things happening around that performance today.
And I suppose, Patsy, if we broadened a little bit, there's been fantastic results for Irish athletes at the World and under 20, and indeed in under 18 championships, the European championships over the last couple of weeks. I mentioned the medals that were won last weekend, and again, an Irish 4x100 metre relay team winning silver in these World Championships.
Aye, that's true. The last couple of weeks has been a really positive week for underage Irish athletics on the European and world stage, and it's been very successful. And for us to get second, a team in a world 4x1 relay, it's just again such a big deal, and it's such a positive. And you know what happens is the media look up and say there must be something going on here, and there's always been something going on. Mm-hmm. Irish athletics in the small villages and towns and areas have been working away. Athletics is a kind of a sport that, you know, it's not out there like the football and stuff, but it needs attention as well, because there are so many kids out there who have ambitions to do. And you know, and before I forget it, we knock off this interview, Miles. The team leader in Helsinki today is Neil Martin. Mm-hmm. And it's got to be a special day for him, because I mean, he's a Thin Valley man and he's a Donegal man, and he saw what I saw with this girl as she grew up from primary school to secondary school in Strabane, and so on. So it's a big day for Neil as well, so I'm pretty chuffed for him.